Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, July 3rd, 2019. On this day in 1886, Carl Benz officially unveiled the Benz Patent Motorwagen, the first purpose-built automobile. Yesterday, the Senate passed a program for solidarity basic income. This means unemployed people who are difficult to place are to be given the opportunity to obtain public employment, which is paid according to collective or minimum wage. As a first step, 250 people will be employed in this way, and altogether, the program is to be extended to up to 1,000 Berliners. Government spokeswoman Claudia Sunder stated on Monday that the first contracts will be signed from the middle to the end of July. The project is a matter close to the heart of governing Mayor Michael Müller of the SPD. However, it failed at first because of resistance from the coalition partners Greens and Left. The Senate will therefore decide on a significantly scaled-down version of the project. This basic income is intended for people who have been unemployed for less than a year, but who have no chance of being placed in the primary labor market in the foreseeable future. They are to be paid according to collective or minimum wage and will work, for example, as mobility attendants, caretakers, as support for teachers at schools, or in care facilities. According to the Senate Chancellery, unemployed people who meet these criteria can apply or are proposed by the job brokers. The governing mayor sees his idea as a contribution to overcoming the Hartz-IV system. According to a report by the administration to the House of Representatives, each placement costs at least €26,200 per year based on an hourly wage of €10.49. Müller wants unemployed people to be offered a new job right after 1 year's unemployment benefit and before they slip into Hartz-IV. However, the existing labor market policy instruments are mostly aimed at people who have been without a job for some time and who have already received Hartz-IV. In individual cases, the Berlin Senate wants to try to use the wage cost subsidy contained in the new nationwide participation opportunity law to finance the basic income. However, this amounts to only 75% of wage costs and would have to be topped up by the state. On Tuesday afternoon, police temporarily blocked parts of the western city because of a suspicious object in the area of the Gedächtniskirche, and a forensics team was called in to investigate a suspicious and abandoned suitcase. The Tauentzien and the Kurfürstendamm up at the Joachimsthalerstraße were closed. Buses were also no longer operating in this area. Lines 100, 200, M19, M29, and M46 were diverted and underground entrances were closed. The ownerless suitcase had been reported around 10:30 by an employee of the church. During the investigation of the forensic technicians, however, the suitcase quickly turned out to be harmless and only contained clothing. Around 12:40, the blockages were lifted. Investigations against Berlin left-wing member of parliament Hakan Taz concerning a December drunk driving charge are nearing completion. Only a few days ago, the public prosecutor's office applied to the president of the House of Representatives, Rolf Wieland of the SPD, for Taz's waiver of immunity. The Committee on Legal Affairs will decide on this at its next meeting in August, but Taz himself has already agreed to the suspension of immunity, and the decision is just a formality. According to the rules of procedure of the Chamber of Deputies, quote, immunity shall in principle be waived in the event of infringements of traffic regulations. Taz is accused of endangering road traffic, drunk driving, and unauthorized departure from the scene of an accident. He had rammed a lamppost in Mitte with his black Mercedes on December 15th. He then drove on through intersections with red traffic lights, and police finally stopped him at Nollendorfer Platz in Schöneberg. In the blood test just 2 hours later, 0.9 per mil alcohol was still measured in him. If the House of Representatives suspends Taz's immunity, things could go very quickly. According to reports, the public prosecutor's office at the district court might proceed with a fine. In this case, a public trial would only happen if Tass disagrees with the order of punishment, which, as he reported to Tagesspiegel, he does not intend to do. Per reporting, Tass is likely to be ordered to pay fines in excess of 70 to 80 installments. By German law, only 90-plus installments would lead to a criminal record, and the possible fine for Tass within the usual limits would correspond to 2.5 months' net earnings. Tass will pay the cost of the damaged lamp of 4,000 euros out of his own pocket and not have it covered by his insurance. The deputy also voluntarily surrendered his driver's license at the beginning of April. Two masked perpetrators blew up an ATM machine in a bank branch on Mehrauer Allee in Marzahn Monday morning, but without success. The force of the explosion destroyed several windows and fixtures of the financial institution. Apparently, the perpetrators lost their nerve afterwards or could not reach the inside of the machine. According to police, they fled unidentified on a scooter in the direction of the Selle-Hasse-Straße and the Ludwig-Renn-Straße. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.